Officials say the larger attack occurred Tuesday morning at the governor's compound in the southern Afghan province of Helmand. Interior Ministry spokesman Zemurai Bashiri says local police apparently managed to stop the bomber outside the compound during a routine security check.
This suicide bombing happened when the police forces was inspecting people, and the guy who had tied explosive on his body suddenly exploded himself.
He says the explosion killed at least 18 people, including police and civilians. This is the first week of the Muslim holy month Ramadan, and among those killed were a number of local pilgrims beginning their trip to the Muslim holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Officials say the province's governor, Mohammed Daud Safi, was inside during the attack and escaped injury. Helmand is part of the Taliban's traditional stronghold in southern Afghanistan. Despite a major counteroffensive launched there by NATO forces last month, local officials say the insurgents remain a powerful presence throughout the region. But their attacks are by no means limited to the south. A NATO military convoy was attacked outside Kabul also on Tuesday, killing an Italian soldier and a young Afghan child. NATO spokesman Major Luke Knittig says an improvised explosive device hit the vehicle just before 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
That blast did kill an ISAF soldier and a local child and injured several others at the scene. We used air and ground medical evacuation to treat those injured, and our mission continues like the sad start to the day.
The Western Alliance currently has about 20,000 troops in the country. However, NATO officials say reinforcements may be needed to help defeat the resurgent Taliban threat. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is also pushing for greater international support amid the growing violence. Mr. Karzai is currently in the United States for a series of meetings with U.S. leaders, including President George Bush. The two are due to hold talks with Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf at the White House on Wednesday. Speaking to the United Nations last week, Mr. Karzai said the Taliban would not be defeated inside Afghanistan until their sanctuaries outside the country were also eliminated. Both Afghan and U.S. officials say insurgents are using bases in Pakistan to stage their attacks. President Bush this week praised both leaders for their efforts in combating terrorism. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.